Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue.
Big boy.
Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make the shoe. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn when it comes out to this show. Follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? You're definitely rocking out on All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs, and we definitely have Brooklyn Black in the building. What's up, Black?
What is good, people?
How you doing?
I'm good, yo. Yo, you know somebody finally actually reported me on Instagram, yo?
They did? What you mean? They reported you?
Yo, I got reported, yo.
Yo, you see, I don't understand, like, what is the beef? I thought, you know what I'm saying, like, everybody's Instagram is supposed to be their Instagram, like, why are you, what's the problem? Well, let me ask you what people asked me when I told them I first got flagged. Like, were you specifically, like, posting subliminally towards someone in particular? That's all, sorry,
no,
type of way.
What I did, I posted, because everybody probably hasn't seen it by now. But recently, Kim Kardashian was out with this black and white dress. And she kind of looked like a penguin or a whale, depending on how you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I made the picture of Kim on one side and a whale on the other. Posted it. You know. And then I had posted another one with her and a penguin. And as soon as I post both of those pictures up, I get an email from Instagram. Someone
flagged your
account.
Wow. I don't know. Like, I just, doesn't that suck?
Yo, crazy.
So how are you feeling right now? Because, like, I remember when I got flagged, like, I felt really upset. Like, okay, this is fucked up. How are you feeling right now?
I'm good. I'm chilling. You know,
are you gonna make another one?
No. They haven't. I haven't been shut down. I'm still active, but like, damn, I've been reported, and that's 2 in 1 week. I got reported from Facebook earlier in the week. And
really?
Then,
oh damn!
Yeah. And now I'm on Instagram, and I ain't even got fucking 2,000 followers, V.
That's crazy. That's fucked up. But at least I didn't get warned. One day I went to go on my Instagram and there was no, I had nothing. I couldn't do shit. I had to actually factory reset my phone in order to do an Instagram ever again. That's how I have the account that I have now.
Yeah.
I even had friends set up accounts for me through create email addresses, and it was nothing. I couldn't do it unless I factory reset my phone. At least you got warned. I did it. I just got fucking flagged, shut down. No such thing as that. That name doesn't even exist anymore. If you search it. That's crazy. I have a couple of shout-outs that I want to give. First and foremost, because it was like a couple of seconds ago, shout-out to @7FlyIvy, who says that he's listening. Shout-out to you. That's what it's up. That's what's up. Shout-out to also, I'm so bad with Twitter names, @PussyHangover. Shout-out to @Alexandro6666. Shout-out to @Voodoo_Assassin. Shout out to @KidHard9. And shout out to @Simply_Slim. Those are people that have been hitting me up all day telling me that they're going to tune in. So shout out to y'all. Black, lately, like, there hasn't been a whole bunch of shit trending. Like, I haven't been seeing a lot of hashtags. What I've been seeing, though, is just, like, this whole dilemma with the whole, I don't know, the Oscars and what the dressing was like and who was hot and who was not. I don't know if that was, like, trending across your timeline without the hashtag
there. Because the thing about that is, you know, they had released all this, what you can and can't wear to the Grammys and all this. So a lot of people, they were just, you know, regularly, you know, there was just regular toned down, shit like that. But, you know, J-Lo and one girl, the girl from the Hunger Games, her dress was so long, she bust her ass on stage. You know, there was a, showing that video all over the place, and that was kind of funny. And, you know, she took it all in stride, so, you know, that was real cool of her. But other than that, you know, it was just a really, I guess, regular Oscar. You know, Argo won for Best Picture. Anne Hathaway got it for Best Supporting Actress. Daniel Day-Lewis, once again, a record third time for Best Actor. You know, I really pay attention. There wasn't no blacks winning the real major shit, so I really ain't care about the Oscars that much.
I didn't get a chance to see it. But you know me, like, I don't really, stuff like that, I don't have to physically sit down and watch. All I have to do is just go to Twitter. And bam. And then I'll be 100% true. But if I pay attention, I have, you know, over 14,000 followers. So I'm pretty sure I'll put the pieces together on what's really going on. But, you know, I mean, I guess it's expected for those type of events that, you know, there's somebody that's going to be labeled the best dress and there's somebody that's going to be labeled the worst dress. So it's just a matter of, you know prior to these events that are coming, sit down with your designers, whatever, look into the fashion industry, the world, what's hot, what's not, and, you know, take time and fully pick what you want to wear, because a dress that is too long where you bust your ass, that was a dress that you really didn't put too much thought into. It's not funny.
I'm with you on that.
Huh?
So I'm with you on that one.
No, seriously. You know, they know of these events prior, so it's just a matter of getting your shit together. Because, like I said, again, you know, somebody at the end of the day is going to be labeled the best dress. Is it going to be you? I don't know. So. You don't want, nobody wants to be labeled the worst dress. That's crazy. What's going on in the sports world, Black?
Well, in the sports world, the Knicks are doing the damn thing. They had a great game against the Golden State Warriors last night, came out victorious 109-105, which was definitely a nail-biting game, especially when one person on the other team had 54 points by himself. You know, so that win was pretty, it was a good game, close win, so shout out to Stephen Curry and the Golden State Warriors, but the Knicks still bust y'all ass. And, you know, we got a couple, you know, we got about, what, two, three more months, regular season, you know, we start getting to the playoffs, and then we see, well, most of these trades, if they benefited these teams or if they didn't. So, you know, this is the time where we see the teams actually starting to come into their own, and it's a good thing.
Shout out to the Knicks, New York. You know, and I've always said, you know, just because you're from that state doesn't necessarily mean you have to go with that team. I know you guys would be like, fuck that, fuck it, that's where I'm from, that's where I'm going to rep, I'm going to stand by them. I guess, I mean, but shout out to the Knicks, though, because they have their time, their moment, and whenever they're doing good, it's always a good thing. So shout out to them. Who do you fuck with hard so black? Like, I don't know if I've ever asked you.
Well, you know, I'm a hometown guy, you know what I'm saying? I like all my hometown teams. Knicks, you know, the Giants, the Jets, the Yankees, you know what I'm saying, of course, the Mets. You know, the hometown team. Hell, if I watch hockey, I'd be a Rangers fan. You know what I'm saying? I'd be a Islanders fan. You know? I'm a fan of Brooklyn, not really so much of the Nets, but hey, you know what I'm saying? If the Nets bring a championship to Brooklyn, all well and good. But, you know, I'm a diehard Knicks fan, the real Brooklyn cast, you know, real NYC cast, they Knicks fans because we came up, that's what we like, you know, the Knicks. We were Knicks fans. So that's pretty much what it is when it comes to sports for me.
Really? So you're a home team kind of guy. Like, that's what's up. Why don't you watch hockey, though?
I couldn't really get into it. Like, if I watch hockey, I'm waiting for a fight, and then if a fight don't happen, like, I'm let down. I don't want to watch the game no more.
Shout out to one of my favorites, at the 50 Eden Champ. Twitter name is @DirtySouthGents_. And, like, I always laugh every time I see his new Twitter name, only because I know the real story behind it.
Yeah.
Who says he's tuned in with us, me and you, because he needs some real in his life after the BS he had to deal with today. Aw, what happened? What's going on? What did you have to deal with today? That's crazy. It seems like, you know, today was just one of those days where, I don't know, a lot of my friends had issues. And they really couldn't tell me why. And their answer, a lot of the answer was, I don't know, it's just one of those days. Hopefully your day does get better, though, your night. Right, Black?
Yeah, man, you know, it's a sad situation. Everybody got to go through bullshit during the day. You know, whenever there's drama and, you know what I'm saying, it's always, you know, it's always a bad thing, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, you know, if the day's over, you know, lay back, kick back, listen to All Bars Radio, have a drink, smoke out, whatever it is you do, and let that shit go. The day's over. Just worry about tomorrow. You know, tomorrow's on the way. The day's over.
Wait, but you, because I noticed that you said something. You said, you know, have a drink, smoke an L. Do you advise people that pop mollies to tune in?
Yo, don't have no Molly tune in, fuck around. You trying to eat your phone and shit, thinking it's ice cream sandwich. Don't. You know what I'm saying?
And don't sweat, right? We don't want you to sweat so much that you go into like some type of, I don't know. I don't know what it is that you go through when you pop Molly, because I don't pop Molly. But you know, I just wanted to. It was just, I was curious. That was funny.
Don't pop mollies, man. Don't pop mollies to sweat. If you want to sweat, have sex.
Some people don't sweat when they have sex, though.
I'm saying you want to sweat, run around the block. Turn up the heat in your house. don't make something that's made of ecstasy, meth,
Yeah, but
it's
you can't crack. Stop somebody, you know
crack.
What I'm saying? You can't tell somebody what to do, though. You know, like, I always say, you
okay,
do what
I'm
you
suggesting.
Do.
I'm suggesting, and if it's my mother's, I ain't going to judge you. But just know, if you sweating and you can't enjoy yourself, and if I can't help you with a bucket of ice water, I'm calling an ambulance. Now, at least I know his mother smoking blood, and they pass out. That nigga's asleep. He's high, he's asleep. He's going to wake up and be hungry. You know what I'm saying? Drunk, that's how he passed out drunk. Probably going to wake up in a minute and throw up. But, you know what I'm saying? I know what happens when someone smokes a lot. Or just, I know what's happening. But someone pops a lot, I don't know what the fuck to do if something happens.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you because I'm not one to judge, you know what I'm saying? You do what you do. I just would hope that you do it responsibly, you know what I'm saying? And I'm with you kind of like, you know, I don't do that, so I don't know the reactions. You know, although I've been around, you know, people and, you know, I've seen certain, you know, certain things. Like, you know, I've noticed that one person, they always have to, like, they have to chew on stuff. Like, they need to chew, like, preferably a straw. That kind of, you know, freaked me out because it was just like, damn, like, but where we are right now, there's no type of straws. Like, I don't know if you want me to pass you a stick or a tree branch or something. You know, so that did kind of, it kind of blew me because, yeah, you know, you want everybody, especially if you're all together, everybody to kind of chill. But, like I said again, whatever you do, just hope that you do it responsibly. Even drinking, you know? Because if you know you can't.
Smoke responsibly. Like, if you know your limit where you can do it and still function is three blunts, then, yo, smoke three blunts. Because if you know blunt four, you passing out, then, yo, smoke three blunts. If you know if you have more than two drinks, you become a wild animal, then only have two drinks. Go overboard when you at home and you ain't got to go nowhere. When you going out, you know, you got to observe your limits. You know what I'm saying? It ain't cool. You at a house party or some shit, you done smoke four blunts and you pass out on the next nigga couch. That's how those pictures end up with the girl and she bare ass and you sleep. You know what I'm saying? That's how them pictures end up or the videos end up a world star being wild out on the train throwing up and getting fucked up and shit.
Yeah, I done see some crazy shit, you know what I'm saying, with when people pop Molly, like, I done see some crazy ass videos, you know, people that are wilding out in Kmart, you know what I'm saying?
I see people wilding out in the sixth grade, ha ha.
You know, just crazy stuff. But like I'm just saying, you can do it responsibly. That's crazy. Shout out to the people that music we have today, right? That we're gonna play, like,
yeah,
at Freak Money YQ. You know what I mean?
We got money to debt. We got money. We got music today.
Yeah, shout out to at Caesar TAMG, and shout out to at HTC Christopher. I wonder what TAMG stands for.
I don't know. Maybe maybe if you call Stu. You know, you can ask them and see what's going on with that.
I definitely, you know, hopefully I do. I know, at Freak Money YQ is definitely hype. He said that he's tuned into the show right now. That's a fact. I definitely do want to, before I get into the topic of the night, I definitely do want to get into a commercial break. None of the artists, though, you already know.
None of the artists, man. I got you. Let's see. I'm trying. All right, I got you. Because,
don't tell me black.
Nah, the only reason why I got for this because also this week, you know, for those who don't know, besides being co-host here, you know, I run, you know, whole network, Freaking Radio Network, which is the network that's bringing you off Off Radio now. And if y'all follow me on Instagram, Twitter, y'all know this week I was beefing on promo posters, all that, guest sponsorship. I was just beefing. You know, and somebody tried to come at and disrespect my crew, like my clique, the people that help do this shit.
You don't do that. Because if you do that, you don't, like,
and
like.
I really I really had to tell her about herself, but
we're gonna let her sit down for a second, because I'm gonna get to her, because I told you from that day that you mentioned it that I had a couple of things to say. And why not say it while we're live on air? Because I'm pretty sure if she's not listening, she has other people that are listening. So,
you know, so at the end of it, I felt real bold. You know, like that was the song playing in my head when I was straight destroying her on Facebook.
But you know what? I take it personal because, you know, it was towards, you know, you. I mean, if it was towards you, it was towards everybody that's a part of the whole Free Game Radio Network. You know, I have my shows, you know, B. Morrison has his shows, you know, you have your own shows, and there's so many other people that is on to Free Game Radio that has their shows, and there's only 7 days in a week, so everybody should do the math. But,
and I'm on two shows, four nights a week, so
y'all do the math. Yeah, we all have different times, and it'd be crucial. But we get it done. We've been doing this for years. So,
you know, so let's get to this commercial break, because I know you got stuff you want to talk about. And like I said, I'm in a good mood, you know. I'm in a good mood, so, let's get kind of retarded, like, you know what I'm saying?
let's
get into it. We'll be right back. 347-857-4302. It's all
Boss
Radio. With the lovely Nikki Boss
from
the Black. And we'll be back in a sec.
What of the dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, fuck it, then I want some.
B.I.G. Fucking with me. Oh God, whoa, okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click, 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 ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click, 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 as I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 and all these bad bitches, man, they want to, a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Fuck I'm saying? Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the fucking villain. Man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women I be feeling, from the bank accounts I'm feeling. What a feeling, aw oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D that's killing
okay.
Every day that he's
fucking
for the
no. Click, click, click,
oh God.
Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, click, click.
Yeah, I'm talking B. Nigga, I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing fucking with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm the shit. Least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Nigga down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meet the supreme team. And all our eyes tweening only means
okay.
One thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. Click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the. Break records to Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas didn't pay
beds got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business. We talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet. I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach. Think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where Cece lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. Steve-O swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from some rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis. But I just want to design hotels and nail it. Shit is real, got me feeling Israelian. Like Bar, Raphael, or Giselle, no, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now as you look at my life, I guess he's talking back, fucking with my clique.
Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking clique. As I look around, they don't do it like my clique. And all these bad bitches, man, they want to. They want to. They want to.
Already, it's your boy Smooth the Dude, straight out of that Little Rock, Arkansas. If you ain't fucking with Nikki Barbs, Boss Barbs, Brooklyn Black, or the All Barbs Movement, man, find the tallest building in your city, man. Jump off that thing, you hear me? Kill yourself.
Yeah. All Barbs Radio, 347-857-4302. Anybody with my click? What's going on?
I'm here, I'm chilling. Anybody fighting with the clique, you already know.
You know, like I said, you know, when I was taking my response, like, that's all that was going through my head. Ain't nobody fucking with my clique. You know? But, in lighter news, what are we talking about today?
We're going to be... Let me clear my throat.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so, I want to talk about a couple of things, but... The very, very first thing that I want to talk about, that I've been wanting to talk about since last week and I didn't get a chance to, is the difference between being judgmental and being opinionated. You know, like, the similarities, the differences, the balances, the effects that each one has, like, there's a big difference because, you know, there's one thing to have an opinion about somebody and there's one thing to judge somebody. And I think to be judgmental is way more crucial. Like, that's, to me, in order for you to judge me, that has to come with some hard fucking cold facts. To have an opinion about me can come from you not knowing me as an individual so close. You know, you may be observant towards me, but you may not actually really, really, really know me. So, you know, you put together pieces, outside sources, maybe from different people, but there's a big difference. So how do you feel about the two? And, like, how do you feel that that has an impact on relationships today, being judgmental and then having an opinion?
Well, if, you know, all right, if you're opinionated, you know, you got an opinion in your relationship, like, opinionated to, like, nah, babe, you shouldn't wear that top, my opinion, you should wear the black one. That's being opinionated. That's having an opinion. Being judgmental, oh, you gonna wear that? You're gonna look like a slut. Everybody's gonna think you a slut. That's judging.
Right.
You know, so... You know, you really got to, you know, find a way. If you're with a person who is judgmental, yo, that means they got some real deep-rooted shit with themselves. You know what I'm saying? And instead of facing that, they got to point that aggression outward, and they got to point it. And who's there? The person that they love. So they're like, oh, man, why you wearing that? You look like a whore. Or why you wearing that? Like a bum nigga, you know? So it's something. So when that happens, it's always something more deep-rooted, you know, something more than what we know.
But let me ask you a question, though, because, okay, so, but by you saying, hey, babe, I don't think you should wear that one. I think you should wear the black one. Is that, in other words, is that you covering up for you being judgmental? Is that like, but why don't you want her to wear? Why shouldn't she wear the shirt that she wants to wear?
Well, that's not being judgmental. Like I said, that's an opinion because at the end of the day, if she wants to wear the red shirt instead of the black shirt, she's going to wear the black shirt at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? But judging like, oh, you like a whore in that shit, you know, or, you know, that's, you're judging them. You know, because she has on that black shirt, she looks like a whore. You know what I mean? That's, you know, and really, I really can't see any type of relationship, a healthy relationship, I should say, functioning like that, because shit like that happens, you know, that's a sign of, yo, there's a controlling relationship and somebody's being abusive, you know what I mean?
Is that when it comes down to the self-control part of the relationship?
Not even self-control, I mean like being controlling. You know, because if you're going to judge them, you know what I'm saying, they're not that control because you're being judged, you know they're going to do what you say because they don't want that bad judgment from you. They don't want to be on your bad side. So that's a point of being controlling. You know, they're not going to want to do nothing that'll put you in a bad light to them. And if it's abusive, they ain't going to want to do nothing or say nothing that's going to end up them getting hit, whether it be male or female. Because nowadays, chicks is fucking up niggas. You know, so it all plays a key part in it. And those are like little red flags you got to look out for. You know, you got to look out for how they talk to you and all that good stuff.
Right. Would you say that, like, what were some of the, like, if you have to break down the word judgmental, what are some of the tabs that you will place underneath? What would be some of the bullets?
Well, yeah, judge, judgment, mental. Because, you know, when you judge somebody, it does fuck with their mental, you know what I'm saying? It does fuck with their outlook on themselves. If they're not as strong-willed or have high self-esteem, you know, it will fuck with their mental, how they mind works, how they think of certain shit. It will.
So you believe that people that are judgmental have self issues?
Yeah, there's got to be some type of, you know, there's always something, you know what I'm saying? Whether they may try to have a good attention or some shit after that, but, you know, it's just it's still a judgment. You know what I'm saying? They're still judging. They're still passing because it's something about them. And if they're picking you on one thing all the time, it's because there's that one thing wrong with them. You know, like I went to school with this one girl, and she used to always crack with somebody like, oh, they breath stink and they got yuck mouth and X, Y, Z, but she only had like 3 top teeth. You know, she was always quick to pass the judgment on someone else to get the judgment intention off of herself.
Would you put the bullet critiquing as far as being judgmental, criticizing that person to find, right, like you said, she only had 3 top teeth, so she would look for things within other people to fill the void of satisfaction of her only having fucking 3 teeth to take the attention off of her for 1 second or 1 minute or for that moment.
Right. But also it's that, and also it's because how that person was brought up, how they were raised. You know, like I know plenty of women who who are judgmental, and it's not because they choose to be that way, but because growing up in the households that they grew up in, their mother's judgmental. Their mother was always quick to criticize and quick to nitpick and quick to say, oh, you look like a, you know, her mother's judgmental like that. So shit like that gets deep-rooted. And I say if that's your girl and you're willing to deal with that shit, to deal with that controlling, critical type shit, if more power to you. But see, a person like me who's, they're going to, you know, yo, live and let live. However they do is how they do. You mean they got to say to somebody, let's say, do something wrong towards you or yours. You know, mm-hmm. That's how I brought up. So, shit, I judge no one. What you do is what you do.
Right.
You know, if you want to dress like a whore, dress like a whore. You're the one that's dressed like a whore. I don't give a shit. You know, so a person who's like that, I wouldn't be able to really mix with somebody like that because we'd always fight, like, yo, the fuck? If the way I'm dressed is bothering you, stop judging. Shut the hell up. At the end of the day, you're not better than me. Like I said, that was just me. Like I said, shout out to all the other dudes who put up with that shit and pretty much get changed and everything because for the girl, shout out to y'all. Y'all willing to deal with that shit and, hey, for a person like me, nah. Let me be me, you will be you, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, but that goes into, like, but there's ways to know that, like, you're in a really deep, controlling relationship because, you know, you also have to take into consideration that females are females. We do, I mean, everybody has mole swings, you know, we do have, you know, we're females, so sometimes things might agitate us a little bit more than they might agitate the average male. We're more emotional, so certain times and certain measures, we may act in the defense, and that might be traumatic. So not all the time, you know, if you are with somebody that may be on edge, yes, you have to pay attention to shit like that. And that's the thing that I think when you do see shit like that, you have to sit down and talk to that person. Like, so growing up... Were you subjected to X, Y, and Z? Just, you know, to figure it out. Because, like you said, again, those things can be passed on and it can become really deep-rooted, and that's all that person knows. But until they know otherwise, you know, I just feel like in society, judgmental being, like, judging is way higher than people having their... People have their opinions regardless, but... People are more quick to judge. In a relationship, like, the judging part is what 6 times out of 10 kind of alters relationships. Instead of, like you said, instead of having opinions, like, instead of being opinionated in a relationship, like you said, like, hey, babe, I think that you should wear, is more so, what the fuck? Why the fuck do you have that on? Why are you wearing that? Or nowadays, it's more so like, you should. It's not even like, put that on. Okay.
I'm definitely with you on that shit. But if you want to know a prime example of how judgmental people can be, watch an episode of Maury, yo.
Maury?
Because you'll see a chick, she'll be on there, oh, he don't do nothing, and he hasn't been there for my baby, X, Y, Z, and the dude come out and so, ooh, ooh, and say, oh, okay, and they clap for the mother, but meanwhile, they don't know half of the fucking actual story. I'm saying, oh, he born the dude, and then when dude ain't the father, they didn't want to clap for the nigga and shit. They don't clap for the nigga and shit, and they boo the chick. I'm saying, but just 5 minutes ago, it was the other way around. And I'm saying, they don't even know the whole story or the other aspects of shit. But before even open the envelope, motherfuckers is already, the guy's the bad guy and the girl's the victim. It's already predetermined. You know, and like I said, shit like that, it's pointless. It got to stop.
You know, because it's really up, you ain't really up in order because you're not even in a position to judge. And most people that do the judgment, they're not in a better position than the person they're judging. You're just as fucked up, if not more fucked up than them. You just have a better way of hiding your shit. But you judge them because they do shit a different way. You judge them because they sin different, so to say. When you ain't no fucking better.
That's funny because somebody recently said that to me about, what did you say, about sinning differently?
Yeah. I'm saying, like, people judge because the other person sins differently. You know, because everybody sinned. Everybody got fucked up shit about them. Everybody got a skeleton in their closet or whatever. You know, everyone has a secret that they don't want made public, or they done did some shit that they don't want brought to the light. You know what I'm saying? And somebody else to judge them just off of a little bit. They're like, for instance, rumors were, oh, this girl's a whore, yada, yada, yada. And it was quick to, oh, yeah, she's a slut. She gets down on everybody. But no one knows. She's not a slut. She was molested by one of her mother's boyfriends back in the day. And she developed. And she had all these other circulations. Or she's doing this shit because her mom's strung out, and her mom has no job to bring money in the house, so she has to do it to bring money in the house. Not saying that's a viable way to make money.
Mm-hmm.
By any means. Do not go to prostitution. But you don't know why she's out selling her ass. You don't know why this person does what they do, but you're so quickly judged because it's not something you would do.
Also, just exactly like vice versa. Like, I mean, a lot of times, you know, I guess a lot of times the average male, people would think that the average male that goes out and sells drugs and all of this stuff is just doing it to just have a whole bunch of money, to have cars, clothes, jewelry, and all of that. You don't, you know, sometimes you don't know that you don't know, maybe that male is doing it because he has a kid that needs a fucking heart transplant and he needs to get up $75,000. Job right now, it's not, it'll take years. And with his, you know, due to certain circumstances, you know, family can't come through to nearly halfway of what he can get up, so he has to go out and do certain things. Like, nobody knows, and that's being really judgmental. And it's funny because I was sitting here, like, somebody said, like, it was a scenario. I'm trying to really remember the scenario, and it was about, like, crimes. Like, the average person would say, damn, it has to do with, a bit about, like, being, like, okay, if you steal, like, what's the difference between being, damn, I'm trying to remember. But what I do remember, though, because it was a good scenario, because that's how the whole judgmental and having an opinion process even came about. But when I do, y'all, like, when I do get that whole scenario, I'm definitely going to tell you. I'm going to remember it. It's just a matter of minutes. But I really do feel like you're right. Like, you know, nobody, you judge before you know. You know, and with the whole Maury situation, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I can see where you would bring that because, yeah, it's fucked up. When the girl, you know, when she first comes on and she can be crying a river, she can be, you know, blue in the face, you know, not coming out her nose, telling the story to Maury and to everybody else. And, you know, when the guy comes out, everybody straight boos, boos, boos. And, you know, and it's just like, yeah, nobody knows, like, what the fuck is, you know, what really happened. You know, and it's fucked up because, yeah, if he isn't the father, just, like, should he have done all those things? Knowing?
Exactly.
And, like, I believe I got it now. The whole, all right, I think it was, like, the difference between, like, stealing from a store and mugging someone, like, is that it's the same crime, but it's different levels. You know, like, because me, is it a difference? If I plan a robbery, if I plan to go in and to rob a store, a convenience store, and I don't plan on killing anybody. I just plan on going to rob it for the money or whatever, the merchandise. I get caught, I go down for robbery for whatever I'm caught with. There's a diff. It's now me planning a robbery, going in and planning to, and just having on the defense, like, oh, if somebody gets in my way, I'm gonna kill them because I can't afford to get knocked. And then you go in that store and then you rob, and then somebody did get in your way and you did kill somebody or hurt somebody really badly, but you get caught. It's the same crime, but there's one that is just way more. You know what I mean? So it's a difference between just like mugging someone, and I believe, like, stealing from a store. What do you think, Black? Do you think that, like, that comes into play with the whole being judgmental, like, same crime, but different levels?
Yes, it's, like I said, it's different levels because, you know, those that do the judging, right, it's always those who have no clue, who have nothing else better to do, who have, you know what I'm saying, pretty much not a damn thing going for themselves. You know what I'm saying? And
but I wouldn't, me being a thief and you being a thief, like, if you killed somebody and I didn't kill somebody, I wouldn't want to be judged the same way that you're being judged because I didn't kill anybody. Although, yes, I committed the same act as you. I went in to steal knowing that it's not right, but I didn't kill anybody at the end of the day. So how you're getting judged, I don't want to be judged that way.
I say like this, yo, if you're not called Your Honor or fucking God, you ain't got no reason to judge no fucking body. Point blank, period. Like, if it's not your job title or you didn't bring everything that we know and love into existence, you ain't got right to judge shit.
That's what I would
point
say. That's what I would say. Who am I to judge? You know, I don't know everybody's story. I only know what you tell me. You know, I have an opinion. I can form it based on opinion off of what I see when I observe. And, you know, that's how I am. But with that being said, I'm over here checking my whole Twitter feed. Shout out to Ed. I'm so bad with fucking Twitter names. At 7 Safe Fly Ivy. And shout out to Ed Dirty Soldier. He finally told me what the situation was. He lost his voice, hence to why he didn't call in. But he has a presentation tomorrow, and his best friend is stripping.
You know, he lost his voice, man. Get some honey lemon tea and shit, or get some green tea. Man, get some Robitussin. You be alright. And before you go and present your shit, get a holes with some hot tea with lemon and shit. Yo, you will be fine and knock that presentation out the box, homie.
I told him. I tweeted to him. I said, I was like to breathe and to relax and to figure out what's important. You know what I'm saying, which would be the presentation, and then the other stuff will come easier to deal with when he's more clear-headed, you know what I mean, as far as his best friend tripping, so.
What's on that one?
That would be the best thing to do. I see you at Safe Ivy. With that being said, Black, let's get into one of our followers. My follower, your follower, music. My follower. Let's get into their music. Hi.
Right, I'm about to say who it is right now. We got the homie Caesar at Caesar TANG, and actually I found out TANG stands for the Association Music Group.
Oh, okay.
So shout out to the Association Music Group. This is Caesar with their joint What She Need. And we'll be right back on All Bars Radio. Of course, hit us up on Twitter at Brooklyn Black at How's Your Head Game. Let us know how you're digging on the song. If you're tuned in online, scroll down to the bottom. The chat room is open. Let us know what you think. If you're rocking on Facebook, hit me on Facebook if you got me on Facebook, and hit me on Instagram while I still got it. And let me know. And we'll be right back.
Only blue jelly red tears in my cup. Break my weed down, roll my swisher. I blew her shotgun, I kissed her. And then I fucked her till she came. One time. And then I fucked her till she came. Two times. And then I sipped some hot tea, light my weed. Flip another rubber out the cover. Proceed to give her what she needs. Give her what she needs. To give her what she needs. Give her what she needs. To give her what she needs. Give her what she need, give her what she need. Working with a monster, so proceed with caution. I ain't quick like Ty Lawson. It's about a dual rant to a girlfriend. Did special like having both parents. She stripped and leave on and down a Carolina. C-O-C, do it for the gang, do it for the change. She do it for the fame. And then I fucked her till she came. One time. And then I fucked her till she came. Like my weed, flip another rubber out the cover. Proceed to give her what she needs. Give her what she needs. To give her what she needs. Give her what she needs. To give her what she needs. Give her what she needs. To give her what she needs. Give her what she needs. Bands make me thug it. Bands make her bust it. I'm transportation public. You get her where the cousin. They twerk the while they bust. All the weed exotic and all the vodka rush. Ain't no need for rushing. Out for smoking and loafing on something.
Joints, you know, yo, I'm what she need, I'm gonna be all, you know,
something like that. That was more of a, I'm in the trap, and she's a customer, I'm going to give her what she needs. Like, she needs that rock, I'm going to give her that rock. She needs some weed, I'm going to give her some weed. You know, one of those. like, you know, oh, shit. But the beat was decent. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the lyrics, as much as I can tell, I guess, like, that joint has to be remastered or something. But,
I was trying to figure out, you know, what was being said, because I was really trying. I don't know. And I'm trying, you know.
Right, so, you know, like a simple line gather, it seemed like more street shit than that, more romantic shit, but I definitely was speaking the beat, though. Like, that beat was,
The beat was cool. I like the beat.
That'd be on point. If I had to give it a score, because I know that's what you're waiting for. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I give that song 6.5.
Okay, well, you elaborated what you felt about the song, and, you know, I'm kind of with Black on the majority of the things that he had to say about the track, and with that being said, I would give it a 6. Because I like the beat. The beat had me, you know, in a little trance, and that's why I was really trying hard to figure out, you know, certain things, but I couldn't.
Yeah, like,
the beat,
I was rocking with that shit.
I'm like, all right, and that's the dope thing. Like, yo, give me an L. I was just rocking on that beat all day. And I'm like, all right. And then he started rapping. I'm like, yo, I thought this was a love rap. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was one of those love melody type shit. You know, I thought that's what, you know, that's, you know, I'm thinking, oh, he about to, you know, this is something he might make for girl he broke up with or she broke up with him some, or, you know, this is something.
You know, I thought it was one of those hot soap shits. I ain't think it was some gritty street shit. And it probably could have got a higher score if it was mastered better. Now I'm saying, it gets the 6.5 for me. And I'm saying, mainly because of the beat. And what he was saying was hot shit. But it was so staticky and it was real low. So I was straining the hair and that's where you lost points.
I agree, but I would be always interested in hearing, you know, something else, because maybe, you know, maybe not all of his tracks are unmastered, maybe, you know. We don't even know if this was unmastered, you know what I'm saying? It could have been mastered. We just, you know, I don't know. But I gave it a 6, but I gave it a 6.5, and that was, what is it, Caesar at TAMG?
Yep.
All right. So, moving along, before I get into the other topic that I wanted to get into, I don't know, somebody sent me a question in an email, and they were asking for my opinion, which is funny. Nikki, do you think habits can affect your bedroom habits? Like, can affect your bedroom life?
Stop.
Can habits affect your bedroom life?
Habits like what?
Like, I guess she had an example, like, in other words, like, waking up, you know, I guess with waking up next to her man after, like, satisfying him that night, but him snoring so loud when you wake up, well, like him. You know what I'm saying? His mouth, like, open with spit coming out. So, in other words, she's trying to ask me, like, because it's a lengthy email. I'm trying to really figure out how to really get to the point. she talks about, I guess she's, what I want to say to her is that you seem annoyed. Because she talks about bad posture. She talks about him being a cigarette smoker and not before, I guess he goes to sleep brushing his teeth and then waking up with that type of breath. So it can bad habits, like, can habits affect the bedroom life? Like, can those three things have would alter her from her, like, wanting to have the drive, I guess, to fuck him all the time? Can those be things? I don't know what I would email her back. This is what I'm trying to ask your help for.
I feel like this. Because if you're going to take a nigga and love a nigga, accept a nigga, you take in all the good habits, the bad habits, the pet peeves that he may have that get on your nerves. You're taking him for all of that. You're accepting him for all of that. So if the nigga snores, you know what I mean? I'm not saying you got to every night put up with that shit. You know what I mean? But, yo, just want me to give him those fucking strips that go across the nose. You know what I'm saying? Or get him that fucking...
Like, I would go crazy, though. Like, cause, you know what it is? But, like, especially the nights when you're really tired, you don't feel good. And maybe that time of the month, and you just want to sleep. You just want to lay down. You probably took an Advil or something. And all of a sudden, this nigga is just... like, oh... wow. And he's in a deep sleep, and it's just like, what the fuck do you do?
Like I said, if you really, you know, if you really love that nigga, you know, you're going to find a way around that.
So I have
you
to
know,
go
like
and
said,
gotta, to sleep.
You
got to
go get them fucking nasal strips that go in the nose, you know, that's supposed to, like,
perfect.
Open up the airways or some shit so the nigga don't snore, or you got to make sure the nigga's always sleep on his stomach so he don't snore. You know what I'm saying?
That will work.
You know,
that will not work. Sleeping on the stomach. And I don't think those strips work either. Are you kidding me? You think
those
breathe right?
How did
it
go to the doctor?
I think that's,
and
you know,
get,
I think that's
this thing called the CPAP machine.
If you're congested.
The CPAP machine is the machine. It's a nebulizer. So all those asthmatics and good asthmatics, y'all know what I'm talking about. It's not like a nebulizer. Goes over the nose and mouth, put on where they sleep. And the medicine that it pumps through, like, it's pure oxygen, so it opens up the nasal passages and the lungs, and they get to sleep, and you're quiet and everything. Only thing is, while the machine's going, while they're breathing, they sound like Darth Vader and shit. He's like, but I figure you wouldn't have that besides the type shit, you know what I mean? So, you know, if that's your boo, you love him, then, yo, you're going to be willing to look around the shortcomings. You're going to be willing to, you know what I mean, work with him, help him out, you know what I mean? Now, as far as him smoking and then not brushing teeth and then he's getting with the ashtray mouth, I'm like, yo, babe, just say, yo, I'm not going to kiss you if you don't keep doing that. Like, you don't get the motherfucker smoke or whatever, but if he expects to get in the bed with you after smoking and kissing you or whatever, tell me he got to bust his gums.
That's it. I don't know.
Something like that can be corrected, and it takes little effort. You know what I mean? But the snoring, like I said, yo, if that's what it is, because, shit, I know if I'm dead tired and, you know, most of the time I'm up for 36 hours and then I'll crash, if I'm real tired, yeah, I'll fucking snore. And if she say she don't snore, she's lying, because there's been a time she snored and ain't nobody say shit. But
yo, do you want to know something? My boyfriend caught me, like, because he would say, like, you know, yo, when you're, I know when you're tired, like, because I was sometimes like, why didn't you wake me up, or why didn't you wake me up to tell me this, and he was like, because it looked like you was, like, really deep sleeping, and I would be like, really, he was like, yo, just off your positions, a lot, like, just how you would be, and I was like, really, how would I be, he was like, you'll be in all these types of weird-ass positions, that's how I know you're deep sleep, so I was like, take pictures one day, this nigga got me, and sent me the pictures today, like, I had, like, literally, like, one eye half open, like, you could see the white, my mouth. I was like, wow. That's ugly, but you didn't care. You know?
You know, because you don't care. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Because
dudes, we won't give a shit.
Like, something like, yo, I'm with my girl, I love my girl, whatever, and we sleep, and she's snoring, I ain't going to give a shit. I'm going to try my best to tune her out. And try to go back to sleep, but I'm not, you know, I'm not going to, oh, man, you fucking snore. I'm not going to give a shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's my fool. I love her. Regardless, good, bad, and indifferent. If she snores, she fine. If she fart in the bed, yo, so what? That's my girl. You know, I can't hold something against her. She don't know what she's doing. She sleeps. She don't know if she's snoring. She don't know if she's farting. You know what I mean? We, you know, we're not going to give a fuck. We don't look past that petty shit. We don't look past that. And if we're not going to care, it's not going to matter.
Right. Exactly. Is it okay to love two people at one time?
Is it okay?
Because, you know, relationships are, you know, they can be complex. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, it's like this. If you're already in a relationship, If you're in a committed relationship, and it's you and her, you and him, whatever, and y'all grew and y'all loved each other, and then you meet somebody else and you didn't break shit off, yeah, that's dead wrong, because now you're cheating. You're playing with both people's emotions.
Mm-hmm.
That's wrong. Now, it's come to it. Now, I know there are some situations, some relationships where it was a relationship and it was one of those off and on again shits. You know, like, they'll be off, but they both know at the end of the day it's all them, but they both go around and they fuck with other people and X, Y, Z. And I've seen situations where it was a dude used like that. He had a girl, they were off and on. You know, it just had to be an off period. And, you know, he saw fuck with another chick, and this other chick, she was all nice and sweet and cute and caring. And, you know, he fell in love with her, so now he's in love with both of these chicks. You know, this chick off and on again, you know, they're comfortable with each other. They fight, but when they're together, when it's on, it's good. You know, when it's off, it's eh. And then he got this other guy he saw dealing with, but he's seeing more frequently, and it's more on than off. And now he's like, yo, what do I do? Because I've been with her, and we got history, and I love her, but this girl, you know, I really fought for her, and I love her, and, you know, what do I do? Like, those type of situations, they're complex, but yes, they are extremely fucking possible.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, even if it's possible, like, is it, like, ethically, like, correct? You know what I'm saying? Like, or do you think, like, that morally placing, like, it shouldn't even be a thought? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, because it's possible. It's possible to be in love with somebody and then to just, like, you know, be around somebody that probably gives off the similar qualities of that of the person that you are in love with, but you happen to be around both these people at certain times. Maybe you're around this person during the day because you might work with this person, and then you're around the person that you love at night because you live with that person. You know what I'm saying? And it can really, really, really be possible. But, like, do you think that happens in a lot of relationships today? That's why a lot of them are so eerie when it comes down to cheating and being so judgmental, having multiple feelings spread out for, but then say that, oh, no, I love this one person.
Well, see, and with shit like that, you got to be, it's more so, all right, you got to, it's more keeping it 100 with who you're dealing with, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, as far as, like, once again, my own boy, he told the girl he was on and off. He's like, yo, look, I met somebody else. I like him. We're cool. And he kind of lied, like, yo, but we not that serious. You know, and the reason why he went talking, like, you know, they got a kid together and everything like that. So just out of respect, because, you know, he's already bringing, you know, their kid around this other girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he let her know. And you gotta know it's not gonna be, but I don't think it's gonna be that serious. But, you know, we do spend a lot of time. You know, so the other girl, she think, oh yeah, that's fine. No matter what, he's coming back to me. That's how, you know, you see all those things. Oh, he can,
mutual, but at the end of the day, he come back to me. He come back to my. That's where those type of chicks with that type of mentality come from. Situations like that. Because the dude, he'll go and then he'll always go back to the other one because he knows he always can.
No, right. Mhm.
You know what I'm saying? So he'll always go back to that. When the other chick is giving him a hard time, he's gonna go to the chick that he knows at the end of the day, yo, when shit is, he's gonna end up where anyway. You know, so morally, is it right? No. Is it possible? Yes. Does it happen? Yes. More often than we like to think, yes, it happens. You know, but I personally, I feel like, yo, shit like that is too straining. It is too draining on the mind. It is too draining on the body for a dude. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where these niggas leading up a lot of shit also comes into play. You know, you have one dude who 5 days out the week, he works at Target, and he's been dealing with this one girl for 3 years, and they got a two-year-old. But they've been together for like 5 years. But 5 days a week, he's with her and that one kid working at Target. 2 days a week, he's 300 miles in the other direction, married with three chicks, and he works weekends delivering papers, but they think he works out of town doing some other type of business shit when he is actually with his other lady and family. Shit like that, yeah. Yeah, wrong.
And this goes into my other topic, like how far would you go to save your relationship with somebody? Like, would you go as far as living a double life just to try to keep peace? You know, just to try to have your cake and eat it too, without losing neither one of the people that you have feelings for.
Nah, because, like, see, if you really cared about either one of them, you know what I'm saying, you wouldn't do it because you know that's, because in a way, you know that's never the plan, oh, I never meant to hurt you. You know you're doing it anyway because she's faithful to you, she's loyal to you, and you have your faithful loyalty. Yeah, you may have something to hurt, but you also have it to someone else. But she's 120% dedicated to you. And that goes for both sides, because both chicks can be 120% dedicated to this one dude, but he has his loyalty split between them. You know, so yeah, like I said, it's wrong and it's unfair because not only are you cheating her out of all of the loyalty, the dedication that she could to her, you're also disrespected because you're insulting her, telling her she's playing her for stupid because you're like, oh, I can do this and she'll never find out. She's not going to know. She can't outsmart me and find this shit out. So at the same time, you're disrespecting her, too. So that's, you know, so if you're going to be with one chicken, yo, give her that dedication and at least have the respect, the balls. To be like, look, I love you and I'll always love you, but we're not working and right now. There's somebody else who I think we'll have a shot with. You know, something, at least be man about the shit, be man up about the shit you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And own up to your shit. You know, don't be, you know, because once you lie, you impacting that shit, and then you forget what lie you told one chick, and then you tell that lie to the next chick. It's like, wait, what are you talking about? And then you're all fucked up. Like I said, it's too straining because you have to always continuously know what you said to her. Know what you said to this one, what you did with that one, what you did with the other one.
Some people actually keep it up for a very long time, you know what I'm saying? Because it's something that they really, really, really like have their mindset on doing, like really just like living a double life. You know what I mean? And I just wanna say at Dirty Self _ says, loving two people isn't wrong, but if you act on that love for both people and don't let them know, that's wrong. Right.
Yeah, like I said, if you keep it in a honey with both of them, because I got another homie, he got two wives, not a wife and a girlfriend, not a wife and a bitch on the side, wives. and they all live in the same house. All three of them, same house, kids, everything. And it is peaceful. Why? Because, yo, he kept it 100, and he told them exactly what was up. And they were cool with it. They were cool with each other. No beef, no foul. But not everyone's built like that.
I want to know, like, would you go as far, like, what do you think some of the things, like, what do you think, because you know people would do crazy, all types of shit, like, what do you think are some of the things that people would do to not let somebody find out about something, or to save their relationship, because I know people would do things as far as, besides living a double life, you know what I'm saying, just what about hiding a secret such as, you know, you're married to your wife for almost 40 years, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, through the 40 years, y'all went through 40 years. It's been good times and bad times. And, you know, maybe in the first 20 you found out a secret, the wife found out a secret that, you know, you cheated on her. But because by that time you guys were married for 20 years and, you know, it's something that happened probably earlier in the relationship, but 20 years now and almost going into 40 years now is just like, okay, you know, you forgave him for that. But then now, going into the 40th year, there's something else that he didn't tell you 20 years ago when you forgave him. Something that probably would alter the marriage now, 40 years later. Would you go as far as Would you tell? Would you come forth and say it, or would you, you know, still try to keep that, or would you still hide that secret? Because now you feel like, you know what, we're about to be 40 years and I'm just taking this shit to the grave with me.
I don't know, because me personally, I haven't been in such a crazy situation, but like if you ask me if that was happening, what would I do? I do like me, I'm not gonna lie, if I'm in a position where I did something and there's a good chance I'm going to get away with it, I'm not going to tell him myself. You know what I'm saying? But that's minor petty shit. But when something like when it comes to it, something real important like the matters of the heart and shit like that, because, yo, get ass, if I'm in a relationship like, you know, I don't cheat, none of that shit. It's me and her, boy. And I'm single, I'm a fucking slut. But anyway, what I do is, you know, like I said, me, I'm and I'm not one who always wants the shit on their conscience. You know what I'm saying? If I did something, I hold up to it. Like, it's not going to linger, and it's not going to build up guilt to me. Nah, I'm going to own it. Yo, yeah, I did it. Like I said, small petty shit. You know, but matters of the heart, I'm not letting that, you know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't even let myself get put in such a situation like that.
Right. Because, say if the situation was, okay, like, so again, you was married, it's about to be, like, 40 years now, you know what I'm saying? And, like, probably the third year of your marriage, you cheated, and, like I said again, probably 20 years later, your wife found out about that. But when you cheated, you didn't tell your wife that when you did cheat on her a long time ago that person actually became pregnant and that person had a child. And now, now 40 years later, you get some type of, you know, somebody reached out to you who knew of the situation to notify you that your son is dead, or you find out somehow, some way that the boy that you know that is your son is now dead. Do you tell your wife? Is that something that you is that something that you say, okay, well, look, remember when I told you X, Y, and Z? But like, how do you go back from that? Why wasn't that said when you told me that you cheated? So would that be something that you would
say? And also, okay, yeah, that's fucked up. Now, if you guys go as far as telling you cheated, let her know that you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Then if the dude knew that a kid came out of it, yo, he should let her know. You know what I'm saying? And leave it up to here's me, whether she wants to stay and help deal with that show, she wants to go. You know what I mean? Because most dudes, they won't go and tell their shorty because they know or they feel, oh, yo, she's going to leave me and I'm going to be your ass down. You know what I'm saying? Which is when you should have thought about it before you fucked the other chick comes into play, but
right.
You should still, you know what I'm saying, tell her, therefore, you let her know, you give her the chance to react. You give her the chance to be upset. You give her the chance to think it through. I'm saying, because once she
right.
finds out, she's going
to
go through whatever.
Right. It should have been her choice whether back then to forgive you or not for something like that versus now, because I already forgave you. But then now, you know, you want to tell me? Crazy.
So see, look, we on the same book.
That's crazy. But those are some of the things that people, that's how far some people go, like, to save their relationship, like, to keep something so hidden. Like, is keeping secrets, like, is, you know what I'm saying? Like, is keeping secrets, like, even good for a relationship? Like do you, like, should you have to
You should have no secrets with her. Like, if she's your boo, you should have no secrets. You know what I'm saying? Like, if, you know, like, there should be nothing, like, if she hears about it, it can make or break your relationship. Like, secrets like that, there should be none. Everything should be out in the open during the preliminary stages of the relationship, so therefore everything's out on the table. And if she goes any further, that means she understands that, she respects it, or whatever, and she chooses to stay with you knowing that's what it is. But if she goes and then she finds out, like I said, you take away her chance, her right, you know, to actually weigh her options, to think shit through, to get upset if she gets upset, you know what I'm saying? It, you take all that away, like, it, you kind of take it for you, once again, insulting her intelligence.
Right.
Because you're kind of making the choice for her. You know, so it's, yeah. this is one of the things I could go on with, you know, for a little bit.
Huh?
I said, that's one of the things I could go on with for a little bit.
Yeah. Because it just goes to show, like, you know, the person that you're with, like, do you have to, you know, share everything, like, everything with? Everything that's going on with you, like, secret, can it hurt a relationship? Like, because sometimes, like, you feel like, you know, sometimes some women feel like, you know, well, this thing, you know, there's things that, like, I'm going to tell my best friend that I'm not going to tell my boyfriend because you're just the best.
Did I lose Nikki?
Huh?
Okay, I lost you for a quick second.
But I'm just saying, like, did you hear what I just said, though?
No.
I said, do you believe in, like, females saying, okay, well, there's certain things I'm going to tell my best friend that I'm just not going to tell my boyfriend because, like, you know.
Well, you know what? Everybody got shit like that. Like, I got shit that me and my homeboy of years that we know, that shit, that girl lady or whatever, that, no, I'm not going to tell my lady, you know, that's guy shit. Just like y'all girls, I got y'all girl talking shit. You know, we got our own shit. We got our guy code shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Yeah, of course, there's people like, you know, the best friend to know that the boyfriend or the girlfriend would never know. Yeah, there are those secrets. But that is what it is.
The guy code.
Yeah, just like y'all don't got the same shit.
I guess we don't call it that, though. I wouldn't call it that. Guy codes.
Yeah, guy code. You know, there's certain shit. It's unwritten set of rules. They play it in the guy's DNA of how he should and should not conduct himself in certain situations. You know, MTV did an exploit, it actually made a show out of it, but the guy code has been around since the beginning of time. Like, this is shit that that needs to stay between guys, just like after us, you know, oh, this is just between us girls, okay? And I got that shit. And we got all this shit. Like, no, this is between us.
We think that sometimes pertains to shit like things that's irrelevant, things like you, things that you don't go through that we go through. So, like, I don't, well, we don't want to sit there and talk about fucking giving birth and how much our pussies ache and how much our cervix hurts. And we don't want to talk about periods and if you get this type of blood clot and do you have this type of period, bitch, when you bleed, like, you don't want to hear about that. So we'll just be like, okay, well, that's girl talk. That's a lot of times when we're just trying not to be so nastily graphic because we want you to fucking lick our pussies again after the 5-day, 7-day trial is over. I'm not trying to gross you that much alongside what you already know. Y'all are more secretive than guy cold. The fuck? That's funny, but let's get into another artist's music.
All right, all right. Let's see who we got next up in the building. Next up in the building, H.T. Christopher. This joint is called Best Friend. Now,
it's called Best Friend?
Best Friend. Now, I'm already thinking this is you know, kind of romantic, you know, because your lady's your best friend, like we was just going over no secrets, things like that. But
mm-hmm.
we don't know. 347-857-4302. Hit me on that Twitter at Brooklyn Black, and of course, hit her up at How's Your Head Game. Saw Boss Radio, you sure we're talking about? We'll be right back, please.
Hey, Joe, what do you know?
Yes. H.T., Joe Lindsay, yeah, Shorty, just my best friend, you know, gotta let your boyfriend know that, you knew me first, Shorty know I'm feeling her, she know that I'm cooler back, let her other nigga call, he don't know where she at, text her on her cell phone, my ringtone is ringing back, after that I let her roam, but you know she bring it back, that's why I get her how I get her. She knows she can't follow, so she hit me on the Twitter. My money coming litters, that's why I give her the shiver. Keep her rolling in them stones, cause she's attracted to glitter. Yes. When I pop up in your city, I take you up to dinner. Shorty, get just what you want, cause you know that I'm a winner.
Yeah.
When people come around you, you know just what to tell them.
Yeah.
And I ain't gotta tell you, you know just what to tell them.
Oh. I want you, girl, do you feel the same? No one else can make me feel this way. Tell him who's your best friend. I'm in your city, come up to my show. He won't know if we keep it on. You're my best friend. You're my best friend. Go up to your next man.
Yeah.
Tell him who's your best friend.
Now that we've been speaking for a minute, yeah, we did it. You started feeling guilty because you got a commitment. You know that I'm on the road, but I know you missed it. I ain't fucking with them hoes, they ain't on my hit list. Put you on my wish list, put you on my gift list. Girl, I spit it all, you know I ain't selfish.
Yeah.
Girl, I think I like you, I might have to wife you.
Yeah.
But I'm always on my grind, so I can't even hype you. I might have to pipe you, see you Sunday night, boo.
Yeah.
I want some computer time, so get on, let me Skype you. Wouldn't it be nice, yeah. You know just what to tell them. And I ain't gotta tell you, girl, you know just what to tell them.
Oh.
I want you, girl, do you feel the same? No one else can make me feel this way. You're my best friend. Tell him who's your best friend. I'm in your city, come up to my show. He won't know if we keep it on. You're my best friend. You're my best friend. Go up to your next man and tell him who's your best friend.
Girl, I know that you, I know you want it. I apologize, now tell him who's your friend. Tell him who's your friend. I, oh, why, oh, why, I've been touring. I apologize. Now tell him who's your friend. Tell him who's your friend.
Yeah.
Tell him who's your friend.
You know it's me, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I want you, girl. Do you feel the same? No one else can make me feel this way.
huh? Yes, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. So, Mike, what you think about Best Friend by Mr. At, HCC Christopher?
Now, that shit right there, that was good. That was hot. Like, you
that
know,
was, I like it better than the other track.
Huh?
I like it better than the last artist.
Yeah, yeah, it was definitely better than the other one. It was definitely clearer. So, one was able to hear it more, and it kind of went like, you know. His best friend is a female, and he's feeling her. He wants to kick it on the low with her, and you know, and don't tell your man. Give us like we know where he's going with it.
But you don't know, so funny, because you want to know something. There's a song, you know, that was wrote for me. It was a song called Best Friend Too, and it was cool, and So my name in it, which is cool. So I like the song. That kind of reminded me of the song.
So if you could give it a number, what would you give it?
I would give it a 7.5, 8.
I'm with you on that one, 7.5. Now, for everyone that's up in the chat room, you know, those who are tuned in online, if you scroll down to the bottom of your page, there's a chat room going. Me and Nicky Boss, we can see what you type. Let us know what you thought about that song. We'll read those responses on there, but for now, it's back to Nicky. What's up?
So, going back, I'm sorry, y'all, because I just got swamped with people asking me how can they get their song played on the show? Like, I tweet it all the time. I just tweeted it. Go back on my timeline. If you can, I haven't sent out that many tweets.
Well, if you just retweet my last tweet, it has the current link and phone number, so definitely just hit it up. Retweet my last tweet, y'all.
Yeah, Black, get your retweets up, B, because I'll be out there.
I might just shut that on Instagram. I gotta get my Twitter thing heavy again.
You do. You really do.
They still won't let me follow more than 2,000 people.
All right. So we were talking about secrets and relationships. Like, I wanted to know, like, can secrets in a relationship? Like, does your partner know that your ex's emails, like, still rest in your inbox, you know, in a secret folder? Or that your partner may have, like, a secret email address. Another email address that you don't know about, like that's something that's really private. You know what I'm saying? Or do you wish that you have told your partner, like, where you stash things, and you know, like just little different things, like secrets. Like, is honesty really the best policy? I mean, they say honesty is the best policy, but when it comes to relationship, like, do you believe, like, honesty is really the best policy? Like, do you believe in sharing everything, like, every thought, every secret desire, every feeling with your partner? Or do you think it's not necessary to share a few secrets after all? Like, I don't know. What do you think about? Even a secret. If you still have all your exes, like, conversations, like, old emails, whether it's just from, like, last year, like, it's just, like, they still, like, I don't know that. You know that, though. So that's kind of like a secret. Because I'm pretty sure if you knew that I was keeping my exes' emails and stuff like that, I'm pretty sure you would have something to say about that. Or you will want to know why, and, you know, that will go into elaborating and X, Y, and Z.
I would say, yo, just tell me, man. Like, just keep it 100, point blank. At the end of the day, all the real thing with all this, like, you know, keeping it 100, keep it a buck, however you want to call it, keep it real, for all those who came up in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? Just be real about it. Keep, you know, keep everything out in the open. If there's everything out in the open, there could be no surprises, there could be no secrets, point blank, period.
Exactly. I mean, you know, like, because sometimes, though, like, things like that come to bite you in the ass later on down the line, because, like, when those things do come to light, I think it'll just be way more worse, like, in the end than if it was in the beginning. You know, like, but I mean, like, is that something that you would tell your girlfriend? Like, oh, you know, would you, like, I'm saying, like, would you tell her everything, like, every, like I said again, like, every thought, everything, like,
not every thought, because, you know, because your thoughts are your own, you know what I'm saying? You choose whether you want to share them or not, but, of course, not every thought, not every detail, you know what I'm saying? You don't act knowing, you know, because there's some shit she just doesn't even need to know. You know, like, you probably got shit that your man don't need to know, so you ain't telling that nigga. You know, so, like, you got your shit that, yeah, you can always tell her, and, you know, but then, yeah, there's some shit, yeah, you just got to keep to yourself.
Baby Self Gent underscore says, honesty is always the best, and keeping a secret is just as bad as lying in my eyes.
Yep.
Kind of like, what is it? The half truth is just, what is it? What do you say? What is that saying about the half truth or not telling? Is a whole lie, like, telling half the truth is it basically equals to a whole lie? But it's funny, right? It's just funny. Imagine that conversation, like, with your man or your girl, like, hey, babe, so you're, like, back in, like, 2002, like, way before you and shit like that. Like, I had this screen name, and it was called, like, I Slap My Dick on Tongues, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just letting you know that was
gonna,
wow. You know. How does that conversation go?
I don't know. Where'd you get that from?
Like, back in the day. Don't make me laugh, because you know. Don't make me laugh right now, because I'm a little bit of a pain. Don't make me laugh. It's just an example. I don't know. I'm just really, you know, like, because it be things like that. Yeah. How do you have that conversation?
You just have it.
So, really?
Like, there's no... You know what I'm saying? There's no if it, you just have that conversation and you just say it how it comes out. Like, the best way is just to say it. Don't try to sugarcoat it or beat around the bush. Just say it.
Yeah, shout out to at producer underscore crazy. I tweeted, just keep it real. He says, bitches and bitch niggas. Yes, keep it real. Keep it motherfucking real, because you never know. You might be surprised, like, That person that you might, you know, like, that person might just, you know, be like, it's nothing to them. Or they might understand or might feel where you're coming from, so they might put themselves in your shoes and be like, you know what, all right, whatever, talk about it, maybe get through it, or, you know, just don't keep it a secret, because, like, I feel like in certain situations, shit would just be coming out, like, and be, well, you already in one situation. Why be in a situation already and then have, like, shit that is so irrelevant, but it's still an issue come out? Like, that's when people want to fucking kill themselves. Like, damn, all this shit is coming out at one time. I be trying to avoid, you know? Every shit that I be trying to really avoid. But I know we have one more person black, right?
One more. Let's see if I can... pull up his name. I believe you guys are even in the call room. You know. But, oh, we got somebody on deck. Let's see. Last four digits, 8777. What's good? You're live on air.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. What's going on, everybody? How's everybody feeling tonight?
Hey, everybody's doing good.
That's what I like to hear. Yeah, I just called up. You know what I mean? Thank you for showing me the love. You know what I mean? And I hope you like to join. How are you feeling it?
We don't know who we're talking to.
Oh, this is HT. This is HT.
Oh,
HT Chris.
Christopher.
Yeah,
oh, yes. I actually liked it. I actually rated it 7.5 and 8 because I thought it was dope. I actually understood the lyrics. I understood where you were going with it. And I thought it was cool.
You said 7.5 out of 8?
Well, out of a 10, I said like a 7.58. So out of a scale from 1 to 10, a 7.5, 8. That's what I give it.
All right, beautiful. I mean, there's always room for improvement, but I appreciate that, for real.
Yeah,
like I'm saying, that shit was tight. I was feeling it from the beat and from, you know, the whole message of the song. Like, we was definitely rocking with it over here.
Good looking, man. I got tons more, man, so I'm definitely going to send you out some more joints when I'm getting ready to rock it. You know what I mean? I'm just going to put a full marketing campaign behind this and, you know, hopefully get some looks from it. You feel me?
That's what
it is.
So, homie, you
have
any shout-outs?
Just shout-out to everything I'm doing, man. Follow me on Twitter, HT Christopher, you know what I mean? Instagram at HT Play, you know what I mean? I just do everything, man, making my beats, making my music, recording, doing everything I need to do. So I'm on the grind right now. Hopefully people rock with me. You feel me?
That's what's up. You. And definitely make sure you do send me some more music so I can definitely play it. I play music on my Thursday shows. So definitely make sure that you send me some more music.
Oh, yeah, for real. Next joint I'm going to drop, I'm going to send it to you first. Know what I mean? We see if I can get a 10 out of 10 next time. Know what I mean? I'm just going to keep on trying and keep on, trying to make good music.
That's what it is. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate y'all.
You're welcome.
All right, yo, hey, Christopher, man. Be good. Keep doing what you're doing, man. And definitely keep me in contact. Let me know what you're doing. We're going to have you on Pregame Radio real soon.
For real, brother. Thank you again. Peace.
No doubt.
All right, so let's get into the last artist. Who is it? We have. He was tweeting me a little while ago. Freak Money YQ. Yes.
Yes, this is Freak Money YQ, and this joint is called. Wait, give me one second. Money, Power, Respect.
Money, Power, Respect.
This might just be a cover. Don't know. Might be a cover for another track. You know, the last little Kim Money, Power, Respect might be using that beat. Don't know.
All right, well.
You know, but we definitely want to get into it. Check it out. 347-857-4302. Hit me on that Twitter at Brooklyn Black. On that Instagram, Brooklyn_Black. And you already know. She's at House and Head Game and Far From a Saint because that nigga's a demon. Nah, I'm joking. But,
Who's demon?
Not you, girl. You're not a demon. Not at all. You're such a sweetheart.
Whatever.
347-857-4302. I will be right back. It's Big Money, Wise Through Money, Power, Respect on All Bars Radio.
About my money, nigga, give me my check. I'm all about But a little bit my shades on, and I'm too cool, and I'm too crazy. Nikes on me, gotta keep a check. But I know how this shit crazy. Go ahead, I'm like shit crazy. I'm too good at this here day. You don't like me, and fuck you, baby.
Fuck you, baby.
So I'm just going to restart it, let it play again. Because, you know, most people barely heard it, so I know if I barely heard it through mine. I know you guys barely heard it, but I really retweeted and fixed it. Once again, Freak Money YQ, Money Power Respect, and All Bars Radio. That was Freak Money YQ with Money Power Respect. like, you know, at first I thought, you know, our sister was bugging, it wasn't responding pretty all well, but come to find out, you know, that's just how the song is. All right. The beat was okay. It was a bit dark, gloomy, you know what I'm saying, and I don't know if that's the angle you were going for, if you were trying to take it that way, but the beat was cool. The lyrics, I guess, you was a bit too low, and I'm not talking low as in volume. I'm talking like you had a low voice, you know, that type of low. so it kind of sounded like you were slurring. But overall, if I had to give that song between 1 and 10, it would have to be a 5.5. Nikki, what did you think?
I mean, not for nothing, like, I felt thuggish through the whole song. Like, I felt like I was a thug. Like, I felt thuggish. Like, I don't know.
You're a G, sir.
Huh?
So you were a G, sir.
Where? Like, I definitely felt like if I was listening to that song, I would want to be in all black, like, with gold chains and shit and bangles and stuff. And I was just right out. I don't know. I mean... I like the whole part. I like the whole chopped and screwed factor of it too. I thought it was okay. I would give it a 7.
Like I said, yeah, I'd give it a 5.5, 6. Okay, like, you know, it was cool, kind of going back to the '90s shit, but it's just that he was just so low with it, like, it was hard for me to understand, but it was real. Like, but that's that thuggish shit, you know, nigga, remember when you were on the street? Yo, get that shit up, son. You know, so, I definitely dig it. But, like I said, it was pretty cool. Out of all of the joints today, I gotta say, the joint from H.C. Chris was our song of the night. That was that joint right there.
Yeah, I like HTC. I like Best Friends.
You know, that was definitely that joint right there. I was definitely feeling it.
That's cool. Shout out to everybody that sent us music. Shout out to HTC Christopher. Shout out to Caesar TAMG. Shout out to Freak, Money, YQ. Shout out to everybody that's hitting me up right now about how they can get their music played on All Live Radio. I will get back to you as soon as I can. Most likely be tomorrow, because after tonight, I will not be talking about business. So I will most likely get back to you tomorrow. But shout out to everybody that sent music. And shout out to HTC Christopher, that song was cool. And make sure you send us some more music. And that goes for everybody as well at Young Money YQ. Because, you know, every song should display different qualities. So we're always interested in hearing. If we didn't care too much particularly for one song, your next song might be the one to redeem yourself. So always send us more music. And, Black, before we get out of here, is there anything that you wanted to say, any announcements, anything that you got upcoming over the weekend? Shout out to at Roxy Blue, my best friend, a.k.a. Pregus. Her birthday will be on tomorrow. So she will be celebrating. I will be doing something with her. Me and my boyfriend will be taking her out on Saturday. We don't know where yet, but we'll be doing something. And shout out to her. Does she have
her birthday?
It's her birthday tomorrow, but I'm taking her out on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Roxy Blue. I'm going to be bugging the shit out of her now.
Yeah, so hopefully, I mean, maybe, you know, if all goes well, she'll be in the mood to take some pictures and you'll be able to see them.
Yeah,
you know how pregnant people are.
Before I get out of here, definitely give a big shout out to Roxy Blue. Starting Monday on the March 4th, the newest addition to the Pregame Radio Network, Elvira Gone Wild with Lucky Me, premieres at 8:00. Same number, 347-857-4302. So definitely check him out, show him love like you showed me and Nikki Bob's love. You know, he's on Twitter as at Mr. New City. So definitely, you know, like I said, show him some love with, you know, Pregame Radio, we're doing the damn thing. So we got Elvira Gone Wild coming up in March. And tune in tomorrow, Pregame Radio at 10 p.m. I'll be definitely doing the damn thing with Ab and Lady Steel, Tasha D and Jada Tech Guy, you already know. And that's about it. It's going to be a real regular calm type of weekend, finally, because I haven't had one in a minute.
That's what's up. And, like, I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about what you got going on, about what you're doing. Remember, think about if you want to keep secrets from your significant other relationship. It can down the line alter. Talk about it, keep it real. That's, you know, honesty is the best policy. And I believe it does. It does go coincide with relationships just like it does in anything else. So keep doing what you're doing, especially if it's not hurting you and others. And be safe. Have fun. Enjoy your weekend. Like I said again, happy birthday, Roxy. And good night.
And, you know, like I always say, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clan. A rap a lot, don't drink and drive. You know, and just... Yo, if you keep it 100 with people keep it 100 with you, and if they don't, cut them in half, chuck them 2 cents, and say, fuck them. And other than that, you guys be safe. We up out of here. Have a good, safe, pleasant, blessed weekend. Shout out to everybody who checked in, calling out at the 704, the 202, 347 homegrown, and 214, the 808, 404, 516. If I missed you, I apologize. But, once again, shout out to everyone who rocked with us. And shout out to everyone who hates and tries to sell us short. Because you guys are just our inspiration and our fuel. You know what I mean? And we love y'all. Shout out to Boss Bob, to Michigan. And we are out of here. You guys have yourselves a good night. Once again, be safe. And it's the last day of February, y'all. Rest do them all. We out. Peace.
Initiating shutdown sequence.